For those who come to make merit, we do meritorious deeds, and then we recollect those who have passed away, our relatives, our good friends, or if they are devas, deities, we invite them to rejoice with us. So this is called merit. As for demerit, it is the opposite. Demerit, bapo, it literally means heat. What are they? Greed is something hot. Anger is something hot. Delusion is something hot. But those who have great spiritual perfections, they hear the Dhamma that greed, anger, and delusion are hot things, and they understand. The eye is hot. Forms are hot. The eye is hot. The ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, and the contacts that strike against them, it's all hot. Why is that? Because greed arises, anger arises, delusion arises. The things we want to have and want to be also makes our minds hot. So let us take lobha, greed, desire, as today's example to learn about. It is said that greed is a great evil, very hot. Having covetousness and being greedy is truly an evil. It's not knowing enough, not knowing how to share. Today the faithful lay people have come to share, having some wealth and some food, so we share a portion of the food with the summoners, the monks, and what is left we eat. If we are left with a lot of food, then we share it. We have generosity, and we eat just a moderate amount. Or if we have things we own for our use and consumption, we use them only as is appropriate, not excessively and wastefully. Even if we have a lot of money, but they are things that belong to the world. If we use these things too much, it also makes this world troubled. It's natural that everyone's heart has greed and covetousness. It doesn't know contentment. So we must bring it under control, to control the mind. Because the bad results will harm both oneself and others. We surely have seen many examples of people at different levels who are very greedy, and in the end, the greed can even destroy their own minds. So having been born into this world, it's already more difficult living in the present era. There is excessive use of natural resources. Before, there wasn't all of this we have now. There was no fridge, no stove or microwave. In the past, more than 50 years ago, we had to light a wood stove fire to cook. Back then, even gas didn't yet exist. Thailand was not yet developed then. But in Europe, perhaps they already had it. Over there, they said, gas was used right in the home. But in Asia, it still wasn't like that. So then what? Having finished eating, that was the end. They couldn't store the food that was left over, otherwise it would spoil. They made it day by day. Therefore the food was like new and also fresh. There was no storing, no preserving food like nowadays. When preserving food, one must use various preservatives, which are harmful and dangerous to the body. When there are refrigerators and much food is kept in them, it turns into carcinogens. This comes from material development, from storing and accumulating. Because there is storage of food, then it becomes more convenient and comfortable, but more sicknesses arise because of the conveniences. This comes from us not knowing how to use wisdom, or having no wisdom at all. Therefore, this matter of having just the right amount and not being too greedy is important. In earlier eras, the people who wanted rice would go to the fields, bring in the rice ears. They would ripen and then could be eaten day by day. Later, greed arose. Why go every day? We should gather a lot at once. And it turns out the rice in the fields changed according to the power of the mind, from the mental defilements. when the defilements became coarser, those resources decreased. They didn't lead to the same results and harvests as before. Like nature nowadays, when we develop and advance, nature gets out of balance. We can see the world gets hotter. When it gets hotter, the ice melts more, the waters rise and flood, and there is turmoil all over the world. So it comes back to us, because everyone in the world consumes too many resources, or mining various minerals, extracting them from the ground, using them for material development, and being competitive in all sorts of aspects. But then there remains toxic substances from the mineral extraction, and it affects the environment and affects our daily life, because these things flow into the rivers and canals, and they greatly destroy nature. Therefore, let us look at the matter of the mind. Greed destroys the mind. It destroys the nature of the mind that is good. So we should know to train the mind, and to know moderation, contentment, by giving, by keeping precepts, and cultivating the mind, which is a fundamental principle. For if our hearts are always covetous and very greedy, then all of it is hot. It's not enough. Whatever we see, we want to have, to get, to be. Even if we don't go and steal from others, which is called staying within sila, morality. But when we are within morality, and if we still take delight in things, then we have to be careful again. We must also contemplate further. Don't let the covetousness and greed grow outward. Know that these things are enough for us to consume and to live in the world in a moderate and appropriate amount. It's not too excessive. When we have awareness in this way, the heart is at ease, and we are people of virtue. So this is important. Those who have great wealth, they can be at home and have just arguing and conflict, having no harmony and unity. Their reasonings are not in line with each other. They think, I am right, you are wrong. When it's like this, they can't find happiness, because the Dhamma that leads to consideration of each other is imbuing one's actions, speech, and mind with metta, loving-kindness. By way of mind, there is no arguing, disputes, and conflict. There is the quality of mind, which is having sila, morality, of the same level, having the same views, not arguing because of differing views. And especially nowadays, there may be many views which are different. Differing views of politics, household matters, everything is different, but we don't need to argue. Know your own moods and feelings, watch your own minds well, be able to maintain your minds well. Sometimes there are 10 people gathered together, and one person thinks they are right and the others are all wrong. And though they may be right, but by clinging to one's views, it leads to turmoil. So we must put views down, whether we think we are right or we think we are wrong. Each person thinks, I am right, they are wrong. So put it down first. Put down the views first. Whether one is right or wrong, put it down first. And then we can live together peacefully and happily. Therefore we must train the mind. See that greed, lobha, it is very harmful and dangerous to our minds. And thus we learn to share. When we build much goodness, one day the desire in our hearts to be rich, to have, to be this and that, it will feel like it reduces less and less, until we think, well, I don't need anything anymore. By seeing goodness, creating goodness, building merit and wholesome states, the heart becomes full to the brim. It's happy of heart. We don't want to accumulate anything in this world. We put it all down. We don't need it anymore. Because the heart's full with Dhamma, with the knowledge that life is uncertain and death is certain. We see aging, sickness, and death appearing clearly like this. For example, we see that our relatives have died 15 days ago, 50 days, 100 days, 2 years, or many years ago. And before they were alive, they could walk, they could speak, and later on they grew old and couldn't help themselves. Then later they passed away. It is natural to be like this. Therefore, when we recollect in this way, the greed that we have will lessen. The greed, anger, delusion can lessen. We will live with just an appropriate amount in the world. What is important is to make this body's health stronger. And can health become stronger? It can. If we are careful, if we like and have eaten very salty foods for a long time, one day the body protests and the kidneys become unwell. If we like very sweet things, they also protest and warn us. The blood sugar level rises. We become diabetic. Even if it's not to that point, the blood sugar level goes high first. So be careful. Now, this is the training of the mind. Should we spread loving kindness to ourselves? We say, may I be well and happy. Is it true or not? If it's true, then see what foods are harmful to the body. Sweet things, sugary drinks, or whatever is sweet, it has harm to the body. It leads to diabetes. And later, with more diabetes, it goes to the eyes. The eyes go blind. The diabetes goes to the kidneys. The kidneys have problems. It goes to the brain, and the blood vessels become brittle and rupture. It's all dangerous. What is dangerous is what we like. And it's strange as well. There are things that bring up greed. When there is sense impingement, sense contact, like the eye sees a form, or even before seeing, it's already thought of and imagined of, and greed arises. If we eat a lot of sweet things, then it becomes a danger to us. It becomes excessive. We then need to contemplate it. The sweet things we don't need to eat that much of. In our body, in our blood, there's a lot of sugar already. Don't add to it. Because if it becomes excessive, then it can be wounds. It's hard to treat. Like we've heard of them having to cut an arm, cut a leg because of it. It's torture. And the ones who look after us, it's troublesome for them. So we need to be diligent to train in kanti, forbearance. Forbear against all the moods and sense experiences. The desire and craving is also an object of the mind. When one doesn't have sugar, then the feelings arise strongly. We try to control over the feelings and to not follow our desires. We train to practice like this from the beginning. Like this, then, our physical health will be strong. If we only have desire and greed, eating just sweet foods or salty foods, then later on our bodies will have this or that sickness. It will become kidney problems or various illnesses. This is from imbalances arising in the body. They say what causes sickness is from what we eat. Therefore, Venerable Ajahn Chah once said, I eat food as medicine. When I was newly ordained, I thought about this. I eat food as medicine, but didn't quite understand. What kind of medicine? Whatever I ate was delicious. Even sticky rice, and then mixing the Ovaltine into the sticky rice in the bowl, and it was still tasty. There were many types of food mixed in there, but the taste was still okay. Why? Because it was sweet. See, this was still being attached to sweetness. When it isn't sugary, then living is difficult too, because food is little. A little back then really meant not much. Not like nowadays, you see, in Wat Mapchan, where there is a lot. Venerable Ajahn Chah said, "We don't need to have much, we just have enough." Because the monastery then had to rely on food made from the monastery kitchen. The Meichis, the eight precept nuns, they had to cook food every day. They had to wake up at 3 a.m. to cook food to offer to the 60 monks. This isn't a small thing. Doing it every day without holidays. It's worth to rejoice with the Meichis working in the kitchen team at Wat Nongpapong. They would take turns rotating these kitchen duties every 15 days. So let us look at this body, at the greed, anger, and delusion. We no longer have the coarser greed. We have abandoned it and can control over it. We are content and pleased with what we already have. Now let us also control the greed that wants to eat everything that is poisonous and a danger to the body. We must maintain our health, and this is also spreading metta, loving kindness to oneself. And then we'll be able to live long with our own children and relatives. We will have a healthy body to build up our goodness even more. Because as the world develops, the things that are dangerous are the humans. Darkness of every aspect develops along with the world, and it makes our minds dark as well. Whatever we want to eat, we can go to a shop near our house and eat it. There are all kinds of things we can consume. This is good, but it is dangerous as well. In former times, one had to be patient. We would have to wait until tomorrow to eat it. Just like the monks who live in the forest and mountains, they had to be patient and train in forbearance like this. So we too must train in forbearance, to not follow our minds, to not follow our feelings and desires, which can be of great harm. So greed is a great evil, both the greed of the world for wealth and money and things that are beyond a moderate amount. Some people already have enough in this world, but the greed doesn't stop there. It wants to have more and to be more. One wants to be the richest in the country, in the district. One compares oneself to the richest in the world and can't accept that one is down on that list, and so one wants to have more and more. If one has wealth and stays within morality and Dhamma, then that is good. But having wealth and thinking to oppress and harm others, then one doesn't have morality and goodness. Or one is involved in corruption. This then is even more harmful to oneself and to one's relatives and friends. Therefore, having fewness of wishes and having contentment are important. They are virtues that make society peaceful and happy. The Buddha said, "Greed, anger, and delusion are the causes for ruin for all people." So we have to abandon covetousness and greed. When we can abandon it, then that is the true path for our spiritual development, and it will cut off the seeds of ruin. So learn what is just enough. No moderation in consuming food, only as is appropriate, and use the resources of this world only as is appropriate. Learn to contemplate food first. Whatever food causes disease, we try to give it up. Try to cultivate oneself and contemplate with mindfulness and wisdom. Try to have a lot of mindfulness. Know in time the arising of craving by training in samadhi, concentration. Make our mind firm and stable by having generosity, morality, and meditation. We guard our hearts like this, and then we'll be able to control the greed at the initial level, until when our concentration arises, then we can control the greed more easily, because the mind is firm and concentrated, and then wisdom arises. So finally, may all of us keep our health to be strong, so that we will have the chance to practice merit and generosity, and this is of benefit for ourselves, and to dedicate merit to our ancestors who have passed away. May you all see the Dhamma.